Okay, today's daf is Brachos Daf Chavdala. Today's daf is sponsored by Beryl and Cheryl Dash, Sherry Daskol, Zecha Nishmas, Yentel Bas Harav Shraga Shmuel. Shalom should have an Aliyah. Okay, so we are in the middle, we're finishing up the discussion about they put the tefillin under their pillow, so to speak. They slept with the pillow by their head, not by their feet, but by their head. So we are on the Chavdala top line. Vehechi Monachlehu. So the Gemara says now that they put the tefillin under their heads. Where did they put it? So Amar of Yirmiya ben Karla Kesses. They would put it between the mattress and the pillow. So it wasn't directly under the head. It was under the pillow, which was under the head. Shelo keneged rosho, not directly touching the head. The Gemara says, wait a second. V'hat tani rabchiha manichin bekova tach v'rosh osav. No, they would put it in this bag or this hat directly under his head, right? So he says, no. The mapikli lumursa the kova lebar. What they would do is that the bag was a little extended, so the piece where the tefillin was in was extended beyond the pillow. The only thing that was directly was going to be on the head. The only thing that was directly under the head was a bag that didn't contain the actual parts of the tefillin. Bar kapara tzayir luhu bichilta umakik lemorshein levar. He would somehow tie the tefillin on some post around his bed, and then he would somehow the post would be away from his head and he wouldn't be on top of it. He would put it on some small bench in front of the bed, and then he would put a handkerchief on top of it that they would be covered. Amarav Hamnuna Breder of Yosef, Zimnachada Hava Kamina Kameda Rava. One time I was standing before Rava, the Amar Li, and he said to me, Zil Isi Li Tfilin. He said to me, go get my tfilin. And I found him under his pillow, between the pillow and the sheet. Shelo keneged rosha, well, not exactly where his head would have been lying down. V'hava yadana, and I actually knew, how he knew this I didn't know, v'hava yadana, and I actually knew, the yom tvila have, that night his wife went to mikvah, meaning that was mitzvah night, and he had the tefillin was still there. So he showed me, u'agmurin halakha l'maisa d'oven, and the reason why he told me to get the tefillin was to show me that halakha l'maisa is that you, even with your wife there, you can, and your wife there meaning is a euphemism for marital relations, even with your wife there, you can have the tefillin so long as it's covered, it's covered up, and that shows that he paskined like Shmuel, which we said yesterday, even though there was a teyuftar Shmuel, we still paskined like Shmuel. Okay, next case, again, I don't understand the Metzia so much, but, boy minei Rav Yosef, breder of Nechunyim Rav Yehuda. So Rav Yosef asks Rav Yehuda, shnayim she yishenim b'mita achas. So you have two people, either a husband or wife, or two men, lying together in the bed. Apparently they're naked. They're lying together in the bed, right? Mahu shezei yachzir panov v'yikra kriyashma, v'zei yachzir panov v'yikra kriyashma. Can they turn, face back to back, as opposed to facing face to face, turn back to back, and read kriyashma? To face front to front, obviously they can't do, because then the erva might be touching each other, and there's either, according to Rashi, is a possibility of hiror, or according to the Rashba, I think it's at the bottom here, you're just not allowed to say kriyashma in that situation. So can they turn the other side, to face back to back, and say kriyashma? So Amar Leg, so Rav Yehuda answers Rav Yosef, Hachi Amar Shmuel, this is what Shmuel says you're allowed to do, Afilu Ishto Imo, yet you can turn back to back, even with your wife. Mashma, that being with your wife there, turning facing back to back with your wife, that's a bigger chiddush. Even when the wife is in bed like that, you can say Kriya Shema. So maskifle Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef says back, what are you talking about? Ishto v'lo miboy acher. You're telling me that Ishto is a bigger chiddush, and therefore even with your wife you can do it. Meaning, of course, you can do it with another person, and even with your wife, it doesn't make any sense. He says, Adaraba Ishto kegufo. Acher la kegufo. Ishto is kegufo. It's something that you're regular with. That's who you should normally share your bedroom with. So maybe there you won't have to hear horim. And that's why you can say Kriya Shema if you turn back to back. But other people, that's not kegufo. That's not something that's regular. Maybe in that situation, you can't. So Gemara says, so you seem to have a machlokas, if two people are in bed, whether or not if you turn face back to back, you can say Kriya Shema. According to Shmuel, yes. According to Rabbi Yosef, no. So Meisvei, so now they're asking on Shmuel. Shnayim, bring down a brisa. Shnayim she yishen v'mita achas. So two people are lying down in the bed together. Again, the assumption is that they're not clothed. Zem machzir pano v'korei. V'zem machzir pano korei. They can turn back to back, and they can read Kriya Shema. That's one brisa. V'tani achrisi, and another brisa says, Hayoshen v'mita, if you're in bed, your bed, u'banav u'bnei beso v'tzido, and your sons or your daughters or other people, or actually, banav, or the other people in your house, assumption being u'bnei beso is your wife, are next to you, Hareze lo yikarei kriyashma, you cannot read kriyashma, Ella imkein haiso talis masekas b'neiim. Unless there's some sort of separation, right? You have a talis, some sort of separation between the two. They can't be touching each other. So Gemara says, but vice continues, im hayu banav ubnei beis or ketanim. But if your children are ketanim, we'll see what age that is, then it's mutter. So these brisos seem to be soser each other. So the Gemara says, because one says you can just turn to the other side, and one says with your bnei beis, so you can't. So Bishma Rav Yosef lo kasha. According to Rav Yosef, there's no kasha. Because Rav Yosef was the one who said that dafka with your wife, you can do this, turn to the side and read Kriya Shema. So ha, so the brisa that says you can zemaser panav, the zemaser panav kor Kriya Shema, ha beishto. That's talking about when you're in bed with your wife. But ha, the second brisa that says that it's aser is ba'achar. Talking about another different person, not your wife. Elo Shmuel kasha. But according to Shmuel, that's good to be a kasha. What's the Shmuel said? That there's no difference between whether it's your wife or somebody else. You can just turn to the other side, back to back, and say Kriya Shema. So Gemara says, no, Amar Lach Shmuel. Shmuel says, the Rav Yosef Minicha. Are the brises really good according to Rav Yosef? Batanya, I guess we had another brisa, right? The brisa says, Haisa Yashem B'mita. The brisa says, if you're lying in bed, Ubanda B'nei Beso I'm B'mita, they're with you. Lo Yikara Kriya Shema Elikin Haisa Taliso Mafsekes B'neim. You have to have a talis between them. So the Gemara says, but what's B'nei Beso? The assumption means B'nei Beso means your wife also. So the second brisa says, even with your wife, you have to have a talis mafsekes b'neiim. That would go against Rav Yosef as well, because Rav Yosef was the one who said, at least with your wife, you can say the Kriya Shema. Elamayis l'meimar, so what can you say? Ishtel Rav Yosef tanaihi. Whether or not you can do this, to turn back to back and say Kriya Shema, even without a suit or between you, by your wife, it's a machlokas tanaim. So to me, he's to say, l'dinami tanaihi. So to me, I'm going to say that both the Gabi Ishto and the Gabi Shara B'nei Adam, it's a machlokas tanaim, whether or not you can turn to face the other way and say Kriya Shema. One brisa says yes, one brisa says no, it's just a machlokas tanaim. Okay. So Amamar, the Gemara says, okay, we learned in the brisa before, right, that two people are in the bed, one of the brisa says, Zemach Yipanov V'korek Kriya Shema, and Zemach Yipanov V'korek Kriya Shema. The Gemara says, wait a second. Okay, great. So the Makom Erba is not facing each other or touching each other. V'haika Gavos, but you have the buttocks that are touching each other. Isn't that also going to be a problem? Assumption being that it is, answer being that it's not. But we'll see. So Haika Gavos, so Mara says, wait, Messiah Lei L'Rav Huna, maybe this is a support, Raya to Rav Huna, the Amar Rav Huna, Agavos, Ein Behemishim Erva. Maybe when it comes to Agavos, they don't have a din of Erva. Doesn't mean you can be walking around and looking at it, but it doesn't have a halachic status of Erva, and anything that applies to Erva may not apply to the Agavos. So the Gemara says, Erva. The Gemara tries to bring a proof, another proof to Rav Huna, from another Mishnah. Right, the Mishnah is a Mishnah in Chala. So, Lema Messiah Lei L'Rav Huna. Ha'isha Yosheves, a woman can sit, apparently she's not clothed, Ha'isha Yosheves, V'kotze L'chalasa Aruma, right, and she can sit and be mafresh the chalo while she's not clothed and make the bracha on a fresh chalo. The problem is, she's not clothed, her erva is going to be exposed. She says, why? Mipnei, she yechol lechasos panel. But she can close her legs. And close her legs, it's not going to be exposed. Right? Yechol lechasos panel bekarka. While she's sitting down, you can close your legs and it won't be a problem. Avalo ish, but not a man. A man can't do that because if you close your legs, there's still going to be exposure. So therefore, you should put the question over here, though. Okay, so she closed her legs, but what about her backside? That's still going to be exposed, and yet she's still saying a bracha, which shows that the backside does not have the din of erva. Therefore, you can make the bracha. What?
Isn't because she's sitting down?
So the Gemara is going to say, the Gemara says, Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak, you go try panea tuchos bakarka. So maybe she was sitting on soft ground, so her backside isn't really exposed. You know, she's depressed in the ground, and there's no exposure on the back on the backside. It's not necessarily a raya, But our case about the fact that you can turn back to back, and the backsides can be touching each other, you can still say Kriya Shema, according to that price, that seems to be a riot to Rav Huna, that the Agavos are not Erva, because if they were Erva, you wouldn't be able to say Kriya Shema. Tosfos has other questions. How can you say Kriya Shema in the bed like that? You have to have a separation between your top, your upper body and your lower body. So maybe you said that the blanket provides a separation. There are other issues that come up with that. Okay. So then the Brisa said, quotes the Brisa again, Abamar, Imhayu Banov Ubnei Beso Kitanim. Mutter. If Brisa said that you're not allowed to say this, do this, turn to the side and say Kriya Shema while your children are in the bed with you, but if they're ketanim, then it's mutter. So the Gemara says, until what age are they considered ketanim? Machlokas amrav chizda tinokes ba shalosh shana v'yomechad. If it's a girl, it's a daughter, until 3 years and one day. V'tinok, and if it's a son, ben teish shana v'yomechad, 9 years and a day, which is basically the same amount of time with their royal labia. That's what then ikad armi. Some say tinokos basachad asar shana v'yom echad until she's 11 years old in one day. V'tinok ben shnei mitzvah shana v'yom echad, basically until the bar bat mitzvah. Idi v'idi, and both of them, both meaning both of them in the case of 11, the second ikad armi, 12 or 13, right? Into the 12th year, into the 13th year, it's ad kidei shadayim nachonu usarayach tzimeach. They also have to have show some simanim of naros, have to some sort of growth. But I guess the year older, when they're 13 and 12 exactly, then it doesn't make a difference. But in this age, which is a year below bar bat mitzvah, there also has to be some puberty that is being exhibited. Okay. Amalei Rav Kahana Rashi.
Uvnei Beso, is that including slaves and things like that, or just children?
Gemara doesn't seem that. Gemara seems to say it's children that has a half meaning about the wife. That's what it seems to say. Amalei Rav Kahana Rashi. Rav Kahana says Rashi, Hasam, there. What's there? There is what we did yesterday. The case was where you put the tefillin under your head. We said, Shmuel said it's mutter, even if your wife is with you. When we said even the wife was a euphemism for even if it was tefillah night, even you can have beer with your wife that night. So Amar Rava, Rava said over there, Afagat to you to the Shmuel, even though there we had a question on Shmuel, we still pass in Hilchos HaKavasi to Shmuel. Halacha was still like Shmuel. But Hacha, what about over here? In our halacha over here, we have two people are in the bed, and Shmuel said, even if your wife, anybody, you just turn the other side, turn the other way, you can say Kriya Shema, do we paskin like him? Mai, is halacha like him? Because Shmuel said it didn't make a difference. He said, I feel Ishto. So it was any person you can do that. Rav Yosef said, only Ishto. Do we paskin like Shmuel, do we paskin like Rav Yosef? So Gemara says, Amralu, so I guess the assumption being, well, if we paskin like him when there was a tiyufta, we should clearly paskin like him now also when there's no tiyufta. Gemara says, no. Amralei, Rav Ashi says, Retrav Kahana, Atta kulu b'chada machsa machtinu, meaning is everything tied up in one row? I think that's how it means. Is everything tied together? How does he tie to those words? Yeah? Ela hecha de itmer itmer. The halach is like Shmuel, where we stated the halach is like Shmuel. The hecha de lo itmer, lo itmer. And if we don't state the halach is like Shmuel, then the halach is not like Shmuel. So in the case, by the trillim, we did pass like Shmuel. In this case, we're not passing like Shmuel, meaning that if that's the case, it's only according to Rav Yosef, you mean only with your wife in your bed, you can do this and turn to the side. And face back to back and say Kriya Shema, but not when you're with other people.
Well, he says, have you woven them all in the same weave?
Yeah. I'm close enough. I'll give myself partial credit on that one.
I'll give you all credit.
All right. Amalei Rav Mari l'Rav Papa. So Rav Mari says to Rav Papa, Sa'ir Yotzi b'Bigdo. He has some of his, I guess the pubic hair is extending from his garment. So his erba is not exposed, but the hair is exposed. Can you then say Kriya Shema? I don't know if it's his own or if it's somebody else, but mahu is the hair considered an erva so that you cannot say Kriya Shema in front of it. So Kari Alei, Rav Papa called on Rav Meri, Seyar Seyar, hair hair. I mean, I guess the halach meaning that you can say, who cares? Hair is hair, erva is erva. This is an erva. You can say Kriya Shema in front of it. I think that's what it means. He says Seyar Seyar. There's no problem. Rashi just says Seyar Seyar. He says Klomar Mabikach. What's the big deal? It's not an issue. Amar Rav Yitzchak. Rav Yitzchak says, Tefach b'isha erva. One tefach exposed of a woman is considered an erva. So the Gemara says, what does that, what's the halachic ramification of that? What does that mean? Lemai. Ilema las tuke lebe. If you're going to tell me that means to look at it, Rashi says, im eshes ishi, if it's not your wife, it's somebody else, to look at that, well, that's a problem. Or is it approved? You're not allowed to even look at an etzba katana. So what do you mean? I'll stare at the Etzba Katana. So right, he says, V'ha'am Rav Sheshes, Rav Sheshes says, this is by the Mochemet of Midyon, at the end of the Midbar. Right, it says, the Pasuk says, there, V'nakrei v'skorban Hashem, Isha Shemotza Kli Zahav, Etzadot Samit Tavas Agil V'chumaz. All different types of jewelry, and the jewelry apparently was on different parts of the Midianite women's bodies. So Lama Monokosuv Tachshitim Shevachutz, why did the Torah list jewelry that's on the outside? That's put on the outside, right? That's the etzad on the tzamid. Im tachitim shebifnim. If with the tachitim that are usually covered. That's the agil and the kumaz that are supposed to usually cover. Lo melechach, to teach you, kol ha-mistakel, the etzba katana shel isha, kilu mistakel b'makom ha-torif. Whoever even stares at the etzba katana of a woman, it's as if he's looking at her makom ha-erva, her makom torif. So when the Gemara said that tefach b'isha erva cannot be talking about staring at that part of the body, because even staring at an etzba katana is a problem. So Ella, the much we're talking about Pishto, meaning the Tekka Pishto is an erva legabe his wife or legabe Kriyashma, meaning someone's davening at home and his wife is walking around, it's in her home, and she's not dressed the way that she would dress when she goes outside, then a Tekka of exposure, you can't say Kriyashma in front of that. Hirashi says, Uli Ishto be Kriyashma, it's like towards the bottom, when they get, right before they get wide. He says, "Im tefach magulaba lo yikara kriyashma kinegda." Okay, Amar Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda says, "Shok be isha erva." The shok, machlokes what the shok is. The most hold the shok is the thigh to the knee, and the Chazanish says it even can be the calf. So everyone, whatever. So Amar Rav Chisda, "Shok be isha erva." The shok by the woman is an erva, and therefore what? Therefore you cannot. You can, I think here it means shok be isha means not your wife, and therefore you're not allowed to look at it. And by you're not allowed to look at another woman like that. And by your wife, you can't say kriyashma if that is exposed. Shenemar, the pasuk says, I'm not sure. It says gali shok avri naharos, but the exposure of the thigh passes over the rivers. Uksiv, and it says right afterwards, tigal erva seich gam ter erchir pasich. You revealed your erva, and now you're going to see it's that's a disgusting thing. So I guess the juxtaposition of dupsukim is the shok is an erva. Amr Shmuel. Shmuel also says, "Kol biisha erva." The kol of a woman, right? Kolisha is also considered erva. Shenemar, the pasuk of Shir Hashirim, "Ki kolich arev umarayach nava." Kolich, because when the pasuk says that I guess it praises the voice. Kolich arev, it praises the voice. That means that something that's noise, it's beautiful, and it therefore can bring you to taiva. That's going to be considered erva. A lot of halacha lemaisa comes out of these pages. Ask your local Orthodox Chabad halachic authority. Amar Rav Sheshes says, Seyar b'isha erva. The hair is also an erva, which means you're not allowed to stare at someone else's hair, and by your own wife, you're not supposed to say kriyashma if her hair is exposed. Right? Amar Rav Sheshes, Seyar b'isha erva, Shneamar se'areich ke'eder ha'izim. Again, in Shir Shirim, the hair is like the flock of sheep. I guess the Meshaveach, it's so beautiful, the hair is so beautiful, that proves that something that is beautiful, something that can bring a taiva, therefore it is considered an erva. Okay. Now the Gemara goes back to tefillin. Amar b'chanina, anira isi as Rebbe shetala tefillah. For Chanina says, I saw Rebbe, I guess Rebbe Nasi, he used to hang up his tefillin. He used to put him on a post and hang the tefillin, and the tefillin would hang down. The Gemara says, Mesfe, that's a problem. We have a brisa that says, Hatola tefilav yitlu lo chayav. Anybody who hangs his tefillin, he should be hung. Basically, yitlu lo chayav, he should be hung. And darshe chamuros are those who darshin like psukim that were hard to understand. They amru, they said, v'hayu chayecha tiluim l'chamineged, and your life should be hung. Right? Zeh tola tefilav. That means someone who hangs their tefillin. So hanging a tefillin is not a good thing. So how did Rebbe hang his tefillin? What's going on? So Gemara says, lo kasha habiratzua habikatzitza. Depends on how you hung the tefillin. If you hang the tefillin, you hang them with the ritzuos, so that the bias is hanging down, that's no good. But if you hang the bias and the ritzuos are hanging down, that's okay. Right? The ritzua, that's a bizoyan. The habikatzitza, if I guess you put the bias on there and the ritzuos are the ones that are dangling, that's okay. V'bayseimon, or you can say, loshna ritzua v'loshna katzitza. It's no difference whether it's a ritzua or it's whether which one is hanging. It's usher. That's still usher. You're not allowed to leave it hanging. So how did Rebbe hang it? Ki tola Rebbe, b'ksita tola. He hung it. It was already in the bag. And he hung the bag. So that was fine. So it becomes a problem. Some people put on their tefillin, when they put on the shel rosh, you know, they hold the strings, and that shel rosh is dangling down. So the meisim, it's really not supposed to be do that. You're supposed to hold the bias and put it on so that it's not, that there's nothing, that's not hanging down. Okay. So if Rebbe hung it in a bag, the Gemara says, yihachi maila memra. What's the chiddush? He's not doing anything that we know so he hung it in the bag. Big deal. So when I said, Omao, the Tamar, somebody might have thought, Tiboy Hanoch Kasefer Torah, that the tefillin is like the Sefer Torah, and in order to store it, has to be placed down. Can't just be hanging. Kamash Malon, that Rebbe told the Tanina, that's not the din, you could hang them in their bag. In the tik, you can hang them. Okay. So now, more of what Chanina is seeing Rebbe do. Amar of Chanina, Ani ra'isi as Rebbe, I saw Rebbe that while he was davening, gihek, I'm going to get it right, he burped, upihek, he would yawn, v'nit atesh, he would sneeze, v'rok, and sometimes he would spit. Assumption being here is you spit on the ground. He did all these things during davening. U'mishamesh b'bigdo, and Rashi says, la'avir hichina ha'uksato. he would somehow use his clothing to remove a louse that was on him. Avalohayor misatef. But if his talis would fall off, Rashi says, im naflo taliso kishu mispalel, so he was davening Shmona Esrei and his talis would fall off, lo haya not lo misatef so lahafsik. He would bend down to pick it up because it would become a hefsik. Okay. Ukishu mifahek, but when he would yawn, he had good manners, hayamaniach yodo al santero, and he would cover his mouth. Right? Shalo tere p'tichas piv, so you wouldn't see his mouth being wide open. So these things he would, not that he would purposely do them, but if it came about during davening, he wouldn't hold back from doing these things. So Meisvei, so they asked on the minhag of Rebbe. We learned in the Braisa, Hamashmiya kolo b'tfiloso. Okay, this is also somebody who stavens pretty loudly, out loud. Harezi mikatne yamona. It shows that he is lacking in emuna because he has to say it loud, like Kodesh Baruch Hu can't hear me. So I have to say it loud because Baruch Hu can hear me. Hamagbiya kolo b'tfiloso. Someone who's really loud when it comes to davening, harizim inivoya sheker. It's as if he's a Navi sheker, because in the story with Eliyahu and Navi and the Navi and Baal, they were v'yikro b'kol gadol. They were trying to call out to the Baal in a loud voice to a Navi sheker. So there is this, there's this tension, and it goes out through Pesach, there's a tension of how you're supposed to daven, whether you daven really out loud, daven. So Mr. Brewer brings down that maybe during the year, you know, when people are davening oftentimes Baal Peh, and those days didn't have Siddurim, you're supposed to keep it quieter. Yom Noroim or Yom Tovim, most people had a Machzor, so people won't necessarily lose their place, so maybe you can say a little louder. But when they say to say daven out loud, it means that you can hear, trying that not other people can hear. Again, you want a Psak, ask your rabbi. Okay, so the Gemara then, the Bais continues also, that Migahek u'mifahek harezi migasei ruach. So if you do these things, if you're Migahek, which is your burp, or your mifahek, which was sneeze, yawning. If you do that, you're tawny when you're davening, right? And so I can really do that. And it says hamitatesh b'tfiloso, someone who has to yawn during his davening, simin rolo. It's a bad sign for him. The yesh omrim nikar shemuchur shows that he's not a good guy. And harak b'tfiloso, someone who spits during davening, kilu rak b'tayamelach, like spitting before the king. You would never do that, right? I mean, nowadays some people might spit before the president, but most people, that's not the way it would be. It's not the right thing. So Bishlama, the Gemara says Bishlama, migahek or mifahek. So okay, migahek or mifahek, I understand, lo kasha, kan la onso, kan la ritzono. Depends if you do it purposely or it's a natural bodily reaction that comes and you can't control yourself. So to do it purposely, don't. If it happens, it happens. Elamit atesh or mit atesh kasha. I don't know why that's a kasha. That's yawning. Yawning also comes about on...
Sneezing.
Oh, sneezing, he says. Okay, still. Sneezing also is not something to say that you control.
No, for reason for the passing gas.
He says, you're right, there's a machlok, so what these all mean. So, mitatesh here, Rashi says, was sneezing. And where it says, mitatesh, lo kasha also, is that's the answer, kan milamala, kan milamata. That depends what sneezing. Sneezing constitutes two different things. There's sneezing from your nose and sneezing from below. So sneezing from your nose, that's okay. Sneezing below, passing gas, that's not okay. Okay, the Amar Rav Zeir, the Gemara brings a raya that sneezing from your nose, there's no problem. He says, the Amar Rav Zeir, hai milsa, this halach, he said these halachas, about ibla'i le libei Rav Hamnuna, I guess I learned this in the base measure of Hamnuna, was tekidili ki kule talmude, and it was so beloved to me. This halacha was so beloved to me, like all of Shas, all of Talmud, which was, hamit atesh b'tzvilah, so, I guess someone who yawns during his davening, who sneezes during his davening. Oh, it depends. Machlok is Rashi Tosos. Okay, we'll go with that. So someone who sneezes during davening, simin yafilo. Kishem she'osim lo nachas ruach melomata, kach osim lo nachas ruach lumala. I guess since the itush does the sneezing makes you feel good here, so too it makes you going to feel good from above. Ela raka rakasha. But we still have a problem with Rebbe when it came to the spitting. Ela raka rakasha. How can he spit when we just said in the Braisa that if you spit, it's like spitting before the king? So raka rak nami lo kasha. Efshar kid Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe he did what Rabbi Yehuda did. Rabbi Yehuda haya omim tefila. If you're standing during davening, it's damel arok, and you have saliva in your mouth. Mavliyo betaliso. It's not spit on the ground. You spit it in a kerchief. You spit it into your clothing. V'im talis nahu. But if it's a nice talis and you don't want to ruin it, right? Mavliyo be'afars kuso. I guess you put it in your handkerchief or something like that. You're not spitting on the ground. Just get rid of it in a tissue, but not, don't spit on the ground. Okay. Ravina have kai achored Rav Ashi. So one time Ravina was standing behind Rav Ashi, nizdamim lo rok, and Rav Ashi had got some saliva in his mouth. Patkil achore, I guess he spat it behind him. Amr leis, Ravina said to Rav Ashi, lo sabalomar lahaid the Rav Yehuda mavliu b'afas hakuto, Don't you hold like Rav Yehuda? You have to spit it into a handkerchief. Amarle, ana anina daite, because I'm like an istinus. I can't have the roke in my clothing. I have to get rid of it. So what does that mean? So he spat on the ground. Don't we just say spitting on the ground is like spitting in front of the king? Just because he's an istinus, he can do that? I don't know. Okay. Imagine you have in shul people spitting all over. Can you imagine having that in our shul?
Oh, that dirt floors, that's
what I understand. Okay. Hamashmiya ko b'tfiloso. So the Brisa said someone who stavens loudly, harezim ikatnei amana. It's as if he's one of the lacks belief. Right? Amar Rav Huna says, lo shonda, we didn't say this din, that if you're not allowed to raise your voice in davening, ela sheyochol akavin eslibo b'lachash. As mentioned before, there's this tension. Only if you can, you can't raise your voice, only if you're able to have kavana for davening softly. But if you can't have proper kavanah unless you raise a voice of it, then you can raise your voice. But honey, mili, the idea that you're allowed to raise your voice for purpose of kavanah, that's only biyachid. That's when you're davening by yourself. You're not going to disturb anybody else. But if you're davening too loudly in the tzibur, otin limitra tzibura, then you might be bothering other people, might be disturbing other people. Yeah? Imagine davening too loudly disturbs other people. Talking, achas kavakama too loudly, they're probably disturbing other people as well. But okay, so there's this tension about your kavana and everybody else's kavana. It has to be balanced. Rabbi Abba have a kamishtamit mimeid Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Abba did not want to. He was hiding from Rabbi Yehuda. Why? To have a kabayi lemesik to Ar Yisrael, because Rabbi Abba wanted to make aliyah. He wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael, and he didn't want to go into the base medrash of Rabbi Yehuda. Because maybe Rabbi Yehuda will tell him not to go to Amar of Yehuda, because Yehuda held Kol Ola mi Bavel Eretz Yisrael over Rasei. You're not allowed to make Aliyah from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. Shenemar, because the pasuk says by Yirmiya and Golas Bavel, it says Bavela Yuvau. They were brought to Bavel. V'shami Yu Ad Yom Pakdi Osam, and there they should stay until I redeem them. Nu'um Hashem, and then they go up. So he held that you're not allowed to go from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. And Rabbi Abba wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael. So Rabbi Abba didn't want to go to the base medrash because maybe Rabbi Yehuda would mock at him. So Amar, so Rabbi says, Ezel v'eshma mine milsim beis vada. I'm going to go in here, listen outside the base medrash. He's willing to risk it. And he's going to listen outside the base medrash. V'hadar apik, and then I'll leave. So Azel ashechei v'tana d'katani kamed Rabbi Yehuda. So we found the megaphone guy, the guy who read the brises from front of Rabbi Yehuda. Hayaome b'tfila v'nit atesh. So apparently, this is what he said. If you were davening and you pass gas, mamtin ad sheyichle haruach or hareach, you have to wait either until the wind passes or until the smell passes. V'chozer mispalel, and then you continue davening from where you are. Ika de amri, some say hayaomer betfila ubikesh v'tatesh. You're standing and davening and you need to pass gas. Marchik la'acharav, you have to go backwards arba amos, go back four amos umitatesh, and then you have passed the gas, umamtin ad sheyichle haruach, and then wait until the smell or the wind passes, and then go back and close from Mispalel. V'omer, before you continue davening, you basically say to Hashem, forgive me, I'm only human. What do you say? Ribono shel olam, yitzartanu nekavim nekavim, you made us like this, chalim chalim, galoi v'yidua lefanecha chaprasinu chimasinu v'chayenu, you know that we're sinning, we're not perfect, v'achareisenu rima v'tzoleo, and in the end we're just going to be worms, umaskil b'makam shepasak. And you just say, listen, Hashem, what can I do? This is how you made me. So, and then you continue davening from the place where you stopped. And Amar, and Rabbi Abba says, Ilo lo basi el shmo dover zed dayi. He says, dayenu, to hear this type, to hear this halacha, dayenu. That was worth it. Okay. Tadarabbanan. Hayo yoshein bitaliso. So I think here, like, you're lying down in your cloak, right? And under your cloak, you just have your cloak on. You're unclothed under your cloak. And it's really cold. So I guess you're like in the sleeping bags with your head underneath, and it's really cold, and you can't take your head out, and you want to say Kriya Shema. I guess because if that's the case, if you put your head out, then there's a separation, and you're not considered naked. I guess you'll be considered clothed in the cloak, right? So he says Chotzi Spitaliso Al Tzavaro. So I guess somehow what you do is you fold up the talus a bit so that it covers, that it goes across your neck. And therefore, you're not going to be, your head's going to be separated from your erva. All right? V'kor kriya shma, yari kriya shma. V'yesho, some say, alibo. You have to fold it up, I guess, so it's separating from the heart, from the chest down. V'tanakama, hare libo roos erva. So, how can you do that? if you just do it that you're separating your neck down from the neck up, I guess, then your libo is seeing your erva. He says, okay, he doesn't hold kasava, libo is erva mutar. So in that situation, it's still mutar. So he just has to do it, he has to do something to make sure that you're not naked. Okay. So Amar Rav Huna, Amar Yochanan, hayyamahalech bimilvoos hamitunafos. So you're walking in the areas that are gross, that are disgusting. Right? People say that maybe there's tsoa, or there's meiraglayim. So he says, maniach yado al piv, you put your hand over your mouth, v'kori kriyashma. I don't understand what these situations are. Like, you waited till the last, it must be that you waited till the last moment, and now you have to say kriyashma, you're going to lose the time. Alright. So, maniach yado al piv, v'kori kriyashma. So, amar le rav chizdo elokim, and said, lashon shua, how can it be? Im amar li rav yochan apume, had rav yochan himself come to me and said these words, would say tinan le, I would never have listened to them. Meaning you cannot say kriyashma in these makam etunafos. You can't say kriyashma here. Some say it's the same thing with a different lashon. If you're mahalik ben vavos hamitunaf hamitunafos, meniach yado al piv, you put your hand over your mouth, akorik kriyashma. And amar le Rav Chizda says, alokim im amar li Yeshua ben Levi b'pumei lo tzayit le. I would never listen to him. Says Rav Yochanan or Rav Yeshua. Now does Rav Huna really say this? Is it possible that Rav Huna said in the name of Yochanan that you're allowed to say kriyashma in this makam hamitunafos? How can he say that? V'ham Rav Huna, did Rav Huna say, Tamil Chacham, Asur Lolamo B'makom HaTinofes, a Tamil Chacham is not allowed to stand in one of these disgusting places, V'fishi Li Efshar Lo La'amo B'lihir Torah. Because if he's standing there, he's going to have thoughts of Torah, and he's going to be learning Torah in this Makom HaTinofes, meaning you can't do anything in this Makom HaTinofes. Why is he saying that you can say Krishna in the Makom HaTinofes? So he says, Lokasha Kamba Omeid Kamba Mahalech. It's different. Standing there in one spot, you can't do it, because that shows, I guess, that you want to be, that you actually want to stay there and be there. But if you're walking through, well, that shows you're trying to get out, so then maybe there you say that you're allowed to, I don't know what the chiluk is so much, but that seems to be what the chiluk you're making. If you're walking out, then the fact that you read it as you're walking through, that might be okay. Then the Gemara says, Omir Rabbi Yochanan Hachi. And how could he quote the name of Rabbi Yochanan? The Rabbi Yochanan says, you can say kriyashma in this makam hatunofes. Right? V'hamar Rabbi Baruchan, amar Rabbi Yochanan, b'chol makam mutu laharab divrei Torah. In every place, you're allowed to have thoughts of divrei Torah. Chot mibes ha-merchot, except in the bathhouse, mibes ha-kisei, the bathroom. So that's a makom of mitunofes. So therefore, how can you quote Rav Yochanan saying you can say kriyashma in the makom of mitunefes? The Gemara says, oh, maybe hachinami, you might say kam be omed, kam be mahalech, make the same distinction whether you're standing still or walking through. The Gemara says, Eini, can you really say that? But that can't be. V'har Rabbi Yavo, havikah azav basmid Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yavo was walking behind Rabbi Yochanan. V'havikah kari kriyashma. And Rabbi Yavo was reading kriyashma. And when they got to the mavos hamitunafos, these disgusting places, ishtik. So Rabbi Yavo, I guess, stopped davening. So Amrlei, who was davening? Rabbi Yavo was davening, and they got there, he was quiet. So Amrlei, so when they finished, Rabbi Yavo says to Rabbi Yochanan, Amrlei Rabbi Yochanan, lehechan adar. Well, now that I stopped, where do I go back? Now that we walked out of this place, where do I go back? So Amrlei, im shahisa, kedei ligmoras kulo chos larosh. If you stopped the amount of time it would have taken you to finish the entire kriyashma, go back to the beginning. But if not, you just pick up where you are. But the point being here is that Rabbi Yochanan says that even walking through the makom of mitunafos, he had to stop. Because Rabbi Yochanan didn't say, continue davening. Rabbi Yavo was with Rabbi Yochanan, and as they were walking through this area, he stopped saying kriyashma. So how can you possibly say that Rabbi Yochanan says, walking through these places, just cover your mouth and say kriyashma? That's what Rabbi Yavo should have done. So the Gemara says, no, that's not a raya. It's hachik amarle. This is Rabbi Yochanan said to Rabbi Yavo. Lidi di lo svirli. For me, you should have stopped. According to me, you could have just covered your mouth and walked and continued walking through. Lidi dach, but according to you, this svirolach, that you hold and you have to stop, so then I'll tell you. According to your shita, im shahis de ligmor skulo chos larosh. According to your shita, that you had to stop, if you stopped the amount of time it would have taken you to say the entire kriyashma, go back to the beginning. And if not, you can just pick up where you are. According to me, you could have just walked, you could have just covered your mouth and continued. You didn't hold that way, so I'll give you a psak based on what you hold. Okay. So now the Gemara says, Tanaka Vasid Rav Huna, we have a brisa that supports Rav Huna, that you're allowed to continue reading kriyashma in the mavos hamitunafim. And Tanaka Vasid Rav Chizda, and a brisa supports Rav Chizda that says you're not allowed to. Tanaka Vasi Rav Huna, the Brisa supports Rav Huna, that says as follows, Hamahalech b'mavos ha-mitu nafos, if you're walking in these disgusting places, meniach yodo al-piv, yikra kriyashma, you cover your mouth and say kriyashma, good to go. Tanaka Vasi Rav Chizda, the Brisa supports Rav Chizda, hayimahalech b'mavos ha-mitu nafos, lo yikra kriyashma, you shouldn't read kriyashma, below, elashim hayakora, Uva posik. Not only that, not only can you not start to read Kriya Shema, if you were reading Kriya Shema and then walked in, you have to stop. So, okay. The Gemara says, I guess, the Gemara says, lo pasak. I guess, right? If you didn't stop, right? My, what's the rule? In other words, according to Rav Chisda, who says you're supposed to stop, if you didn't stop, what happens? My, Amrav Miyasha Bar Bered Rabbi Yishuv Ben Levi, I love a class of Omer. On this person, the Pasuk says, V'gamani nasatvan chukim lo tovim mishpatim lo yichyu behen. I mean, he didn't do the right thing. These are all these, I gave them rules that I guess they don't listen to. Rav Ashi Amar, hoy moshchei ha'ovon b'chavlei hashav. As woe is to those who pull iniquity with the ropes. I guess they're better that they shouldn't. He's doing the wrong thing. He's going to be doing the wrong thing. Ra'ad the brava amr hacha ki dvar Hashem baza. You were, I guess, it was disrespectful to the word of Hashem. So the Gemara said, "Id pasak my scharon." If you do stop, what's your reward? I don't know why you get a reward for doing the right thing, but okay. But right, in pasuk ma'ischaro, Amar Rabbi Avo, Alav Kas Vomer, Ubadavar Hazet, Tarichu Yamim. You get long life. So according to Rav Chisda, you get long life. According to Rav Huna, you might have to stop to begin with anyway. All right, stop here. Yeah, yeah. Oh, we'll do one more. Amar Rav Huna, right? Rav Huna says, Haisa Taliso Chagurulo Amasnav. So I guess he has a cloak covering him, you know, a towel covering from waist down. Mutu Likros Kriyashma. You'll have to read Kriyashma. Tanya Nami Hachi, a Bryce that supports us as well. Hayat Haliso shall beg, Vishal Or, Vishal Sach, Aguru Amasnav. That's waist down. Mutto Likros Kriyashma. Aval Tfilah, but by Tfilah you can't do that. Acha Yikasa Es Libo. You have to have a beggar leave it on your top, because there you're standing before the king, by the Tfilah, and you have to be more respectful, and therefore you have to have something above it as well. Okay, now it's done.